right. So, you know, yeah, 74 mitzvos in Kiseitse, you know, it's a lot. But what the Ramban did was to develop a theory of mitzvos. He does this in the context of Shiluach HaKen, but it's totally pervasive. And once you understand it, it's ubiquitous. And the idea that the Ramban used is something I'm going to try to develop just half a step further. So the story is basically as follows. We know you have the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen, Shaleach Tishalach Hasein V'Sabanim Tikach Lach, so it's a lav anitak lase, lo sikach em alabanim. And the Rambam in the Mora writes extensively about, you know, how this is related to Tzar Balei Chaim, and the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says, you know, if this was, you know, sponsored legislation, you know, from the Society for the Protection of Animals, so then, you know, why would it be allowed altogether? So he quotes various Mamari Chazal, that the Torah wanted to be Mitzaref Es Habrios. And basically what the Ramban says, and this is, again, a motif that he picks up on many, many, many different places in the parasha, is that, yeah, there is an aspect of Rachmanus here, but it's not, you know, our Rachmanus so much for the bird, but the idea that the Torah wanted us to cultivate a personality of compassion. Achzarius mispashates, we've discussed many times, the idea that Achzarius has a way of dominating the human personality and spreading throughout it, and the Torah had to legislate in a very concrete way to ensure that you know, nothing that we did would enable us to be cruel. This is the Shitaso, the Ramban, Vaya Machanecha Kadosh, Vinishmarta Mikol Davara, that the Ramban says in this week's parsha, Bishasa Machama, people have a tendency to become achzarim. And the Torah told us you have to be very, very, very careful about that. So Vinishmarta Mikol Davara, Arayos, and even to the point of Lashon Hara, because even the Ramban says, even the most gentle of souls are very liable in a military context to act in a way that is, you know, very cruel and unusual, etc. So it becomes, again, about the Torah warning us, no matter what external situation you find yourselves in, your inner world has to be defined by certain core values, v'nishmarta mikol davara, not just the averos of the Torah, but sort of to be very careful about becoming a cruel or inhumane individual. And that is very much of a piece, the Ramban's doctrine on Shiluach HaKen. There's a triple Lishitaso, actually, because earlier in the parish, in the context of Ben Sora Mora, you know, the Ramban says, so, you know, if we're indicting him, what are we indicting about? Yeah, you could always say, Nidon al Shem Sofo, Yomuzakav, Yal Yomuzchayev. The Rambam totally ignores that. The Ramban does give some credence to that. But the Ramban very famously says, but it's an issue of Kedoshim Tehiyu, right? That this person is, by virtue of the fact that he's Zolel V'Sovei, you know, he's totally rooted in these hedonistic experiences. So not only is he denigrating authority figures, come back to that in a second, but he's living the opposite of a refined lifestyle. So instead of refining character, which is what Shiluach HaKen is all about, which is what Vayam Achanecha Kadosh is all about. So this individual, you know, is guilty of a violation of Kedoshim Tiyu, Dav Kavo, right, of refining spiritual character. And that is what the Ramban sees as the goal of the Torah. The goal of mitzvos is not just, you know, sort of mitzvah sanashim alumada to perform certain rituals, but the Torah knew what was best for us and knew that the way that we could best shape our character, ad kedekach, you know, lidabek b'shchina, was through these mitzvos. And that's what it's all about. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, that the kiddusha of a mitzvah isn't just the opportunity to perform a single mitzvah, but what that can trigger, what it can represent in its totality. So it's a very stirring series of Rambans. The Ramban is always important. And the Ramban in this week's parsha is really developing a theory of mitzvos. So what I wanted to try to do is take that idea of the Ramban, very clearly his idea, and to instantiate it in terms of three different mitzvos. So everybody knows that there's a lot of literature within Chazal that takes, you know, the section of Shiluach HaKen Leman Yitav Lach Varachta Yamim, and you know, compares that to Kibbut Aveim. There's Yerushalmi, says that Shiluach HaKen is basically Kal Shebekalos, and you know, Kibbut Aveim is Chamura Shebechamuros, and yet the Torah says it's the same thing, right? Because the Schar for Kibbut Aveim is Leman Yerichun Yamecha, or in Sefer Dvarim, Leman Yerichun Yamecha, Lamani Tavlach, Aladama, Shreshamakacha, No Sein Lach. So it says, you know, there's a certain equivalency which is being built. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the Bavli, which talks about Schar Mitzvah Hayal Maleka, because after all, that young boy who was sent by the parent to do Shiluach HaKen, it's Rabbi Yaakov and Acher, and a whole story in its own right. So that's what everybody knows. But the fact is that in the end of Parshas Kisetze, right before you get to Amalek, the Torah has a third time, right? And this again, you know, we fall victim, but the Torah actually in three places assigns Arichos Yamim with a third mitzvah. So I'll just read that, and I apologize that for some reason I wasn't able to do this inside. Lo yebeveischa eifa v'eifa gidola g'tana, even shlema v'tzedek yelach, eifa shlema v'tzedek yelach, v'man yarichu yamecha al damasher Hashem okecha nosin lach, ki tovas Hashem kolose eila, kolose avil. So you have that same expression, v'man yarichu yamecha, basically in the context of Yashrus in business, okay? That we shouldn't, there's an Issa D'Oraisa, not only to engage in deception, right, and fraud, you know, and the Bureau of Consumer Protection will come out, but even to be in possession of these things. It's kind of a Midvar Sheker Tirchak, right? You can't, not kind of, the Gemara actually says that one implicates the other, but to be in possession of fraudulent measures is itself unacceptable. So what we have here are three mitzvos in the Torah, which are affiliated with the idea of arichos yamim, not necessarily arichos shanim, but arichos yamim, the idea of days that are rich and valuable. Arichos shanim might be a different category, but you know, in terms of longevity, I'm not sure that this is longevity, but man yarichun yamecha certainly could be interpreted that way. It could also be interpreted as having a very meaningful existence. So I want to take the idea that the Ramban developed, that the Torah really is Letzarif Bohenes Habrios, and it's about generating a kind of spiritual persona, and that's the Ramban, all the different ways that we spoke about it today. Shiluach HaKen, Vayamachanecha Kadosh, Ben Sora Mora, and it taps into Vasisa Yashar Vatov, and Shabbaso, and Kedoshim. It's all deeply, deeply integrated. So I want to try to take this idea and then hold it up to the prism of those three mitzvos. Why would it be that these three mitzvos, not just two, but why are these three mitzvos are affiliated with Arichos Yamim, where the Torah says, this for this we have to give a reward. So the Fiyani is Daiti, we have a triad here, sort of speaks to three core elements, foundational elements of our worldview. First, obviously, Kibbut Aveim. Right, Kibbut Aveim is basically, this is especially true in the Rambam's telling of the story, when he codifies the mitzvah next to Kibbut Chachamim and Morim, it's about authority. Right, and it's about reverence for the past, that we don't just, you know, sort of live our lives autonomously, thinking up new ideologies. Much of the world exists that way. Right, part of the notion of the Enlightenment is that, you know, each generation sort of uncovers, you know, a greater morality than previous generations. I'm not saying that's always wrong, but the very premise of a forward-moving society in the morals, I don't mean technologically is indisputable, or scientifically is indisputable, but morally, right, the idea that, okay, morally, if you'd ask the average person, say we're more advanced than we were at this point or that point. I mean, it could be some truth in that, in particular cases. But as a point of departure, so the Torah says that's not the case. Kabedes avicha v'esimecha is rooted in the notion that the parents are the vessels. The parent is a teacher. This notion was brought to its apotheosis by Brisk in terms of its emphasis on parent-child learning, but that was just an amplification of what the Torah said itself. Right? The idea is that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, whether you draw it from either of those two makoros, is primarily rooted in a father-son, parent-child experience. So Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha is really deeply rooted, in the notion of reverence for tradition and reverence for those who enable us to understand and appreciate that tradition. Leman Yerichun Yamecha, number one. Number two, right, we talked about Shiluach HaKen. And for the Ramban, what that's about, and again, he writes a very long essay and a very compelling one, that's really about cultivating a compassionate personality, right? We talked about Hashava Saveta just a few moments ago, but, you know, one can exist in this world as a brutal person, as a ruthless person, as a combative, belligerent, self-centered person who sees themselves in constant struggle with other people over scarce resources, or Rachmanim Baishanim Gomle Chasadim, one could cultivate, unless it's really a situation of Kol Amirachim Al Achzarim, Sovali Zachzor Rachmanim, it always has to be calibrated, or one could try to cultivate an inner world predicated on Rachmanos. So again, a second value, Leman Yarichun Yamecha, number two. And number three, Evan Shlema Vatzedek Yalach, Eifa Shlema Vatzedek Yalach, Lo Yelecha Beveischa Evan Vo'aven. Right? And again, Leman Yarichun Yamecha, number three. And that's all about Yashrus and Emes. And so, if you'd ask me, if the Ramban is telling us a truth in general, says the point of mitzvos is to enable us to cultivate a certain kind of persona, an inner world, a character. So it strikes me that these three mitzvos get to the foundation of what that character rests on, what that inner character rests on. MS, you wouldn't even want to be in possession, let alone practice something fraudulent. Rachmanim. And then, of course, people of reverence for the past. These are our values. And about all three, the Torah says, Varachta Yamim. If you're living in this way, then Hashem says you're living the right way. You're achieving what I wanted you to achieve, Olam Hazeh. And so, of course, I'd want you in Olam Hazeh, you know, if it means longevity in the literal sense, or you're doing what it is you're supposed to be doing. So these are the things that we should be thinking about. You know, we all have choices to make, and the older you get, the more choices you'll have to make. Vocational choices, familial choices, communal choices. And there are specific halachos, and every I has to be dotted and every T has to be crossed. That's part of MS. But you also have to somehow have the ability, and not everybody has this, not even every great Talmud Chacham has this, what you have to be able to do is to filter things through core values. There are certain things, like, as core values. You know, and there are different iterations of this. So, like, the Gemara in Makos is, you know, that you could distill 613 mitzvos to V'tzadek b'munaso yichya, or V'shlosha, in the context of Asos Mishpat Avas Chesed Atznei Lechasim Elokacha. There are Jewish values. And V'arachta Yamim seems to me that it's reserved for cardinal values. Reverence for the past, compassion and truthfulness. Just like the Rambam said about Aveda, She Yisrael Bali Emunahim. And so when under pressure, when we have to make decisions, it has to pass this test. Is this consistent with lo yelecha beveischa even va'aven? Is this consistent with shaleach tishalach ha'sa'im? Is this consistent with the broader ethic of kabeda savicha ve'asimecha? And the idea of defending things, you know, on a technicality, which you can sometimes do, or, you know, it's accepted, this is how other people are behaving, right? That is ultimately, you know, not the optimal path. Mm-hmm. And Kiseitse, in its bevy of mitzvos, challenges us, and the Ramban gives us the key, you know, to think about what the mitzvos mean overall. What they really mean, in the end, is a singular opportunity, letzaref bohenes habrios, for us to rise above the state of nature, the primal, animalistic, barbaric existence that so many people have, a zero-sum struggle for resources. It's an opportunity for us to be fully elevated. So with that,